19. Visiting the surface. We come and go freely on the mountaintop. I speak from Telos, although I do visit the surface occasionally. I have been instructed to prepare you for our emergence, which can begin at any time. Mt. Shasta is our home, and we love her. Our mountain gives us all the protection we need, and her many paths and tunnels are in our domain, and we watch over them. We can come and go freely on the mountaintop, since we know the terrain and contour of her body. There are many openings, which only our own people know. We are preparing the mountain and tunnel entrances for an influx of surface dwellers who will want to visit us when the time comes. Yes, we will need guides, and all the lightworkers will be invited to come. The mass consciousness is changing so rapidly that we are amazed at your progress on the surface. We are truly brothers and sisters, and we will truly be merging with you into one. Question: are you opening the tunnel entrances to Telos? Adama is free to leave Telos, and indeed does so frequently. It is correct to assume that Adama does do work on that outside of Mt. Shasta's mountain. Adama is freeing many entrances into the mountain tunnels, so that they'll be ready for our emergence en masse when the time comes for us to join you on the surface. Presently, only a few of the tunnels leading from Telos are operational, due to long-time non-use. Their camouflage has even eluded us, so we are taking an accounting, so to speak, of all exits and entrances that may be necessary to activate. After all, when the time arrives, there will be hundreds of thousands of us departing Telos for the surface. Not all will exit onto Mt. Shasta, though. Many will depart to other locations, so as to spread our numbers out evenly. We will be contacting our brothers and sisters on the surface well ahead of time to arrange accommodations for our folk. All who wish to take us into your homes, please let Adama know through your thoughts. We will be bringing all we need with us, along with all you will need to survive Earth's cataclysms. Right now, we go on living naturally until we receive word to do otherwise. Our homes and structures underground are all structurally stable to withstand even a flip of the poles. All will be preserved, no matter what Earth changes occur. For we, too, are caretakers of the Earth who have been entrusted by God with His teachings and His technologies. Question: where will you stay when you come to the surface? Earth is still too dense for us to travel to the surface. We await the time of less density and greater light before we attempt to travel to the surface en masse, because once we surface, we will stay. We will bring all our technologies with us, and camp out, so to speak, in your homes on the surface. We will all be staying with the light workers who already have shelters on the surface. So if you'd like to have some of us stay in your homes, just give us the word. Just call to us in your meditations, and ask us to reside with you when the time comes to surface, and we will contact you when we arrive. There are many things for us to take to the surface, and we have already prepared all that is necessary for our sojourn to the top of the Earth's crust. We will come prepared with everything that we, and you, will need for our entry into the light of the photon belt. You will be amazed at the technologies that we will bring, for they will make life so simplified for you, and will be so obvious, that you'll wonder how you didn't think of these things yourself. Well, you did, only it was eons ago in the past, and your memories don't recall them. We are all part of God's grand plan for this universe, and we are now merging our thoughts into one thought for the entire human race. Soon we will all be on the same wave band of consciousness, broadcasting our love and light to all in the cosmos, and letting the cosmos know that we are ready to join with them in one grand confederation of planets, alert and alive to the wonders of the universe, and ready to take our place among the stars. This is Adama, wishing you a speedy journey in consciousness.